Where does my body come from? That's a good question, isn't it? Where does my body come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Where does my body come from? Now, we read in the Bible that God created our bodies, and He created Adam and Eve, and He brought us forth onto this planet to live and be happy and do all sorts of magical, wonderful things. But we can say that, but what is God? Well, God is principle. God is love. God is the law of cause and effect. God is all these things. And where does our body come from? Well, we talked earlier about our body and all essence coming out of the atoms, and the atoms coalescing around ideas or concepts and forming into whatever it was gathering around. Whether the atoms gathered around a clock or a person or a dog or a cat or a house or whatever it was, and that it became. But where do our bodies come from? Well, if we want to say, where did our physiological body come from in the very beginning, we could say our mother and father. And we would be within range on that. This is what Jesus taught. He taught everyone to respect their mother and father, to love their mother and father, and to honor their parents. Because their parents are the source out of which they came forth into this world. Now, where does my body come from? My body comes from my thought. We have a physical being. We have a physical essence. We are born. We live in a body. But that's only the beginning. Where does this body come from? How does this body, better asked, how does it develop? Well, Jesus said, it's not what goes into the mouth, but what comes out of the mouth. That is how our bodies are formed. That is the essence of what we really are and who we really are. Our thoughts are the creator of our body. When I say I like me, when I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, when I say I am whole and perfect, when I say everything in my world is glorious and good, then I am creating my body. And my body is coming from my thought. And my body is the extension of the ideas that are in my mind, of the ideas that are in my consciousness, of the concept I hold of myself. Is this my ideal? What is my ideal? What is my ideal body? Do I really know in my intuitive self what my ideal body is? Where does it come from? Jesus would tell us that our ideal body is as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever we think about, however we consider who and what we are, this is who and what we are. Now, we don't have to be more or less than that, but we are. We listen to the media, and we hear it tell us about how things are going around the world, and how problems are coming up here and there, and how good things are coming up here and there, and how the world is revealing itself everywhere. And we take these concepts that are given to us by the media, and we say, oh dear, that affects me. We say, oh my goodness. I tell the story. I was a newspaper reporter in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and I went up to Wyoming State Park where there we had a fire. And tremendous big trees there, beautiful forest. And I went in there with my speed graphic camera and with my suit and my sport jacket and so forth as I was at work. And I walked in there, my bow tie, and there the smoke was as thick as could be. And up into the trees you could see the burning embers up there as the fire had jumped here and there and everywhere. And I went walking in there so deeply concentrating on taking pictures and looking for the most graphic and the most beautiful picture I could see. I didn't think about anything except the pictures. And I was there for maybe about 20 minutes, and I was taking pictures, and I got quite a number of good ones. I couldn't go too deeply into it because the smoke was so thick you couldn't take pictures. There's nothing, you couldn't see through it. And when I came out, I came out and I saw these men, and they were all garbed in firefighting outfits, and they had gas masks on, and they had everything you can imagine. And they said to me, "Where were you?" And I said, "Well, I was in there taking pictures." "What? Don't you realize that you can't breathe in that smoke?" And I said, "No, I didn't realize I couldn't breathe in that smoke." And before they could make me feel uncomfortable, I said, "Well, okay, guys," and I shot some pictures of them too, because they made good pictures. And then I went back to my office. And I went down into the basement of my office, where I had my dark room. And I developed the film. And I could smell my clothes a little bit smoky. And so I went home, changed clothes, and even took a shower, and then went back to the office and wrote up the story of the fire and wrote up the details and sent it off to the newspapers that I was a stringer for. Well, now, why was it that these firemen all had to have these smoke masks on as they went into the smoke? Why is it that even today this is something very necessary? Well, when we do things out of the innocence of our heart, and we go in with total desire for getting pictures, and we are not concerned about breathing, and we're not concerned about these things, you, in effect, breathe less. You breathe more shallowly, perhaps. And you just don't realize that you are in a negative breathing environment. And, in truth, you're not. Now, I'm sure if the truth were known, and if we asked enough people, we would find many people have similar experiences, where they go into areas where they did not have the opportunity to breathe fresh, comfortable air, and they breathe fresh, comfortable air. It did not disturb them. They came out and they were just as fresh as a daisy. They may have smelled like the smoke or smelled like the problem, but the thing is, for them, it was not something they had claimed. It was not something I had claimed. I told my body, "I'm taking these pictures. Hey, these are great pictures." I was excited about what I was doing. And my excitement was about what I was doing and not about the danger of where I was. Now you might say, "Well, that's a fool's paradise to go and do a stupid thing like that." Well, yes, it would be if I were being afraid of where I was going and what I was doing. If I was being fearful of what I was entertaining. Anytime we walk through life with inner confidence and inner ability, then we know where our bodies come from. Our bodies come from our thought. Our bodies come from who and what we believe we are, who and where we know we are, what are our values in life. And when we know our values in life, our life is a reflection of those values. When we know our values in life, our life is a reflection of those values. This is truth. This is why Jesus taught as he said, "It is done unto you according to your belief." What is your belief? When we think of the Bible stories, do we think of the stories of wisdom given out centuries ago? Do we think of stories given out before our time, or in a time which does not recognize circumstances as they are today? Or do we recognize it as a truism, as a statement of fact that is forever valid? And when we realize that, then we find that truly we live in a very wonderful world. Truly, the Bible stories can reveal much to us and open the way to knowing who and what we are, knowing what it is. Where does my body come from? My body comes from my thought. Where does my body go? It goes in my thought. What is my thought? My thought is whatever I want to think about. Let this be the goal for you as it is for me, because it sure is a wonderful experience for me. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.